meet the families, those who have lost so much, and then you will understand what we unfortunately already know.
Captain Chesley Sullenberger safely landed an airplane on the Hudson River. That flight is known as the Miracle on the Hudson. Sullenberger appeared with U.S. Senator Charles Schumer in Clarence on Monday, along with many of the families who lost loved ones 6 years ago in the crash of Flight 3407.
So to those in the industry who think that these safety requirements are too high, or too costly, or too inconvenient, I'd say come here to Buffalo. Come here to the crash site of Flight 3407.
Sullenberger's famous flight was a month before Flight 3407 crashed.
See the memorial. See the faces of those who've been lost.
But now Schumer warns that air safety reforms that Flight 3407 families worked so hard for could be in jeopardy. The airline industry is fighting to water down those rules.
Because there are always malevolent forces who are looking to undo everything we accomplished.
John Kausner, who lost his daughter in the tragedy, also noted the airline industry is citing costs, but it's low pay for pilots. That's a problem.
Clearly to us, there's a payment shortage than a pilot shortage.
Right.
You could look today for advertisements for first officers, $16,000 a year. That is not minimum wage in our country today.
Tomorrow in Washington, Flight 3407 families will try to get acquainted with new members of Congress as they continue their fight for air safety. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.